Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Hello, Army families, and welcome to Army Wives Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. This is show number 516. And I'm your host, Janet McIntosh.
And I'm your co-host, Emily Grace. Today is Monday, April 13, 2015. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
Yes, we sure are. And there's always a party going on here at Army Wife Network. So if you're listening to our show live right now, what you want to do is head on over to twitter.com/Army Wife Network. We're over there in our Twitter party chat. We are using the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. It's really great. That way, while you're listening live, which we hope you're listening live, you can actually ask our guests questions and interact with us. Is that my baby, Charlie?
That's my that baby. That is. I can't believe you heard that.
That's my baby. I hear him.
So freaking loud. He's in the living room and the door is closed, okay? I'm just saying.
My anyway, eagle hearing.
I know, right? Because you're a mom, that's why. So tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, CDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family, smiles, and save with TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at MetLife.com/TRICARE or call 855-MET-TDP-1.
And we have a fabulous show planned for you guys tonight. Our main guest tonight will be Adam Carter. If you'd like to follow Adam, you can find him on Twitter at TELG Lawyers. You can also follow him on Facebook at facebook.com/whistleblowerlaw. His website is www.employmentlawgroup.com. And then from there, you can find his bio and learn more about Adam. And I'm sure we'll be posting some of that in our Twitter party chat so you can learn more about Adam and what he does. We will also have our Money Minute for you tonight. But before we get to that, our favorite part, our catching up, Miss Emily.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about me.
That's okay, why it's your favorite part.
It is, because I love talking to you. I adore you, Janet. I love talking to you. So Easter was so much fun. I had a friend over and her family. So that was a lot of fun.
Really? What came over?
Her name is Janet. I had so much
no
fun.
No way.
I had so much fun on Easter, I've got to tell you, because for those who are listening, my family, we don't have Easter traditions because we use all our traditions for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, after that, I have nothing else to give, okay? So don't ask me about Easter egg hunts and all that mess. And Matthew knows if Miss Janet didn't come, none of that was going to happen, and it would have been a pizza Easter. And we're totally open to it being a pizza Easter next year. But we had so much fun. I really enjoy your kids, especially I have so much love for Alina. She's adorable and I love her. She's so freaking smart and amazing and I just want to keep her forever and ever.
Yeah, you want to keep her because she's in love with that baby.
I know. Well, you know, he's kind of a cutie. Kind of. He wasn't too much of a butt while you were here. He had his moments though. But let me tell you, this little boy, 6 weeks old, he'll be 7 weeks old tomorrow, is wearing six-month-old clothes. Like, in what world?
Yeah, I saw that.
What are you doing? What are you doing? I was trying to put on a newborn outfit on him, and I was like, stretching it onto his body. And I was like, well, that's not going to work because I had to, like, cut it off of him to get it off of him. And so I pulled out the onesie that you got him, like, a long time ago, and it fit him, and it fit him. And so I pulled out more six-month-old clothes, and it fit him. It's like, really? Really? Can we slow down? I mean, I'm all about
welcome to the world of mutant children.
I know.
Not only am I a president, I'm a client, too.
You're a card-carrying member. I mean, like, he's huge.
I mean, you saw my daughter, right? Like,
I know. She's taller than me, and I'm not short. She's so stinking tall. But, I mean, this baby, like, Matthew was in preemie clothes for the first couple months. He was so small. He had a giant head. His little baby body, you know? So this whole, like,
yep,
massive baby thing is bizarre to me. Bizarre because he's holding his own head up because he's ready to move out. He is just, he is getting so big. And today,
I tell you what, when I was there, too, he was doing such a good job with that. Like, when he was doing tummy time, he was doing such a great job. I was really impressed by him.
I know. It's, I mean, the day he came out, he was trying to do that. But he had gotten to the point where he's really, really good at holding his own head up. And it's just, it blows my mind. It's just, and I try not to compare Matthew and Charlie because they are two different people, and I get that. But it's still, like, I know nothing about babies. All I know about babies is what I learned from Matthew and now what I'm learning from Charlie. So that's the extent of my knowledge. So it's just, like, really bizarre that he's growing. I mean, he eats all the live long day. So it doesn't
surprise me
that he's so big, but it's like, chill out, homie. Like, you want to sleep through the night, let's get on that. But you can slow down with the rest of that stuff. It's been, I mean, he's gotten better about waking up. He doesn't get up a million times at night anymore. Thank goodness.
I know. He's almost there, dude.
I know. It's more, don't tell my husband, but it's more like one or two times a night. Don't tell Tom because then he'll think I have plenty of sleep and I shouldn't be tired. But, like, it's getting better. Like, I still am tired, but, like, things are looking up. I have my medication at the right dose. Everything is lovely. It's just, like, everything is
and
good.
I was proud of you. When I came down there, we got you out of the house a little bit. Got you to Walmart.
Oh, yeah,
to
Walmart.
Which is a challenge in itself.
Right? Walmart was a blast. See,
you can handle Walmart, you can handle anything.
Yeah, and, like, I forgot to take my pill, like, before we left, too. Like, and I was, like, on no Prozac. I handled that. And it was good. Like, it was nice being out with you. Like, I didn't think about the fact that Charlie wasn't with me. It was nice being a girl and doing things, you know, and you, like, looking for clothes. That was fun, and I don't ever get to do that because I have zero friends here. So thank you for coming down and spending time with me and not being annoyed
about
the baby time. Are you kidding me? You can stay. I'm telling you, when you left, I was bummed. Like, why can't you just stay? And I feel like that about nobody, okay? I'm very much like, leave me alone. I need to, even with my husband, I need some space. Please go somewhere and do something. But, like, you left, I was like, oh, man. And I was more sad Alina left because she was so good with Charlie. I was just like,
yeah,
you could have left her behind.
She's very good with kids. Yeah, she was very good with kids.
And kids.
And she did. They both had a blast.
Oh,
they
my
both
gosh.
Had a blast. Because we wouldn't have been doing the Easter egg hunt either, okay, over here in ATL.
Because it would have just been Matthew outside by himself, and I would have been like, come inside when you're ready. And then Tom with those camouflaged Easter eggs. I mean, Matthew has been there all day long.
Your husband took the Easter egg hunt thing to another level, okay? I wanted to look at him and be like, they are only 6 and 8, okay? Like, he had them out there hidden, like, special ops, okay?
Right. I mean, yeah, he
has. He
had
these eggs blended so well into the environment. I was like, I mean, even I was missing them, and I'm like, what
the
world?
Me too. But, like, our kids were missing, like, the pink ones out in the middle of the grass. Like, come on. He didn't have to hide them in, the, like, the slide. He did not have to hide them well. Because Matthew literally stepped over a bright pink one. Like, really?
I know, it's right, like, in front of your foot. You had your camera pointed at it, like, what am I looking at, Matthew? What am I looking
right?
at? He's
Come
like,
on.
Your camera?
Right. This is why
oh,
I don't
God,
do crafts
so
with
funny.
Him either. I don't do crafts and fun things with him. Because I can't. Because he's so, like, in another world. And I'm all, come on. You know? And I just... I'm not good at the whole mom thing. I get too upset too quickly over things that I think are obvious. Like, the fact that he wasn't picking up the pink egg that was in front of my foot. And it's like, I really could have picked it up and thrown it at him at that point. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't, like, this is why I don't do things. This is why. What was also awesome about you guys being there, it was literally the second time I've cooked since Charlie was born. And, like, I hate cooking. I hate it so much. I hate it more than any. I love to eat with other people cook. I love restaurants.
Okay, and I get, like, that you don't like to cook and stuff, but, oh, my God, you're so good at it. Like, that fried was, like, friggin' amazing.
Right? That's the one thing I can do. I can do some fried rice. But, like, I don't know. I hate doing it. I just don't like it. It's like, it takes forever to make, 5 minutes to eat. There's no satisfaction that lingers. It just, I just don't like it. But it was nice, like, using our servingware that we never use ever. We had to, like, wipe the dust off of our bowls. Like, it was just. It was nice to be able to sit around the table with people and enjoy a meal. I had so much fun. I hope.
And then you
want to
know? Oh, girl, you know, yeah. Even with us getting ready to PCS, girl, you know, I will always find a way to come in there and see you and the babies.
Okay, good, because I already promised Matthew, so that works out really well. Thank you.
Well, and you know, right before we left, like the funniest thing happened right before we left. You and your husband, like, brain farted for a minute and decided that you might get another dog.
Okay, so see,
what
happened was, okay, you were in the house, and this man was all, his friends found a couple dogs, okay? And I showed you the text, and I'm all, no. And so you answered for me, saying, nope. And
I was like, I don't know who your dealer is, but that's some good stuff you're on. Like, seriously.
So
I'm like, you do know you just had a baby, right? I'm just checking.
No, see, Janet, I just had a baby. I just had a baby. Okay. I'm telling you, I did. Nobody else in this house just had a baby except for me. Okay. So he's telling me this, and I'm like, no, you said no for me because no. Why would we do that? And so he's trying to convince me. I'm like, if you do the heavy lifting, fine. I'm not doing this anyway. Like, you can break me down pretty easy. If you, like, badger me enough, I'll just give up because I just don't care anymore. And so I'm like, fine. That's what you want to do. Fine. So I was trying to be strong. By tech methods, I can be strong. And I'm like, look, as long as you do the heavy lifting, I kind of have this kid to take care of. But, you know, if you want the dog, that's all you. So he asked if he could bring the dog over to the house. I'm like, sure. And I'm trying to be strong. This lady comes with this adorable puppy as if I was going to say no. As if I was going to say no, let that dog be homeless because I do not like homeless dogs in my house. Like, there's no way I could have just ignored the fact that this homeless dog needed a place to stay. So we bring the dog in, and I'm trying to be hardcore, but it's so stinking cute. I just couldn't. And Kit was having none of it. None of it.
Yeah.
He was
Kit
not
was like,
happy. He Kit, you know, I always knew I know he's crazy. He was on puppy Prozac for a minute. I know he's crazy. But, like, this was new-level crazy, okay? We had to meet outside like we did with your kids, you know. We had, because he's got territory issues, so we had to meet outside, and we went to the backyard, and we hung out in the house. And he seemed to handle it okay. And then this puppy started chewing on things, and I almost killed it. And then the next day, I had to break up dog fights. And it was insane because I had never seen Kit like that ever, ever, ever. I knew he had territory issues. And I know that Jindos are very, like, they're just neurotic. And they were bred, they're Korean dogs that were bred for the Korean army. And they basically served as watchdogs for the Korean army during the war, okay? And they are very, very territorial. They love their families. They're very loyal. They like no new people and no new animals, okay? So whenever people do come over, which is why Alina did amazing. Like, she was just so amazing. Kit loved her. That was awesome. But normally that doesn't happen. Even when you came over, she was the first time. You just walked in like you owned the place. Kid didn't know what to do with that, so he just rolled with it. But, like, he almost tried to kill this puppy. Like, straight up, he bit some dogs. The dog was bleeding. Like, I had to keep them separate. I'm like, this is not going to work. This puppy is not going to make it through the end of the day.
And that's honestly what shocked me because, you know, normally I'd say, like, 90% of the time, normally if you have an adult dog, they know that it's, like, a puppy. Like, they're not threatened. Or you know, by a puppy. If you brought another adult dog in there, I could see where, like, tension would spark, you know. But Kit is, like, he breaks the mold on everything, dude. Kit was just like, nope, off air.
Yes,
you can be a newborn.
Puppy,
get out of my house.
Well, he's lucky. He's lucky that he liked Charlie when we brought Charlie home because he would be homeless if he didn't like Charlie.
Oh, no,
Charlie.
I feel you on that. Because yeah,
that
I feel you on
was
that
my
one.
Fun. But this little baby puppy, so teeny tiny, threatened by it, really?
And it was so
Are we
funny.
Doing that?
It was so funny, too, because the day that you texted me when you were telling me, yep, this isn't going to work, and you were telling me what happened, it was so funny because on social media that day I saw, like, that picture of the German Shepherd with, like, his nose in the camera, and it's like, so you were petting the neighbor's dog? Want to tell me about that?
Yeah.
I almost did that to you, but that's what I kept thinking of was Kit going after this puppy. Like,
yes. And, like, I know he's crazy, and I love his crazy because he's super loyal. I mean, he is just—he is a good dog. He is super loyal. He will defend, like,
not the
to
other
death,
dogs.
You know? Yeah, the puppy posed a threat, apparently, to all of us, and he was just trying to take care of us. I don't know. Like, even, like, with Charlie, like, he sleeps between the rooms, like, Matthew's room and Charlie's room, like, He's protecting the house, and that puppy was a threat. And he bit the dog. It was so sad. Like, and then, oh, my gosh, the whimper of that puppy killed me. And Matthew started crying because he's scared.
Aww.
He never seen Kit like that. And it was scary for all of us. It sounded scary. I felt bad for the puppy. The puppy shit on the floor. I mean, crap, sorry. Pooped on the floor. I forgot what we're doing here.
God, I love you so much.
I forgot we're on the radio. But, like, I felt heartbroken for the puppy, heartbroken for Matthew. Matthew was so sad when we had to get rid of it. And that puppy wasn't here for 24 hours, and he was attached because that puppy loved him. Kit loves Matthew, but he's not trying to sit on Matthew's lap. You know, he's not trying to, he wants to play, fetch and stuff, but he doesn't want to, like, snuggle. And this puppy wants snuggle, and I feel so bad. It killed me. But, like, after the puppy was gone, I was like, this whole having a baby thing is not so bad after all. Because a baby and a puppy, I was done.
I'm telling you,
I thought
you were setting yourselves up right there, but. I mean, in a way, I'm kind of glad it worked out like it did because I really do think it would have been a lot on you guys. But I'm just
you guys. I love that you said you guys like there was going to be help. That's so funny.
Because
man.
as much as you tell your partner or your kids or whatnot, you have to take care of it. It's your animal. We all know in the end who ends up doing it, okay? We can,
exactly.
We can lie to ourselves all day long. We all know in the end who ends up doing it. So that's why I say it would have been a lot on you, because
Yes. I'm the queen of lying to myself. The queen. So, go ahead.
Go ahead and finish what your thought is, and then we're going to have to move on here, because as much as we could do this all night long.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I keep forgetting what we're doing. Yes, because I'm on my phone. Okay. Yes. I'm the queen of lying to myself, and as much as I say I'm not doing that, I'll end up doing it, and that's just who I am, and which is, you know, I'm glad that I'm sad for the puppy, so sad for the puppy. Did not want that puppy to get hurt. But I'm glad that he's gone and in a new place, a better place. Hopefully,
yeah,
somewhere.
I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure. He really was cute, and I'm sure he'll probably find a good home in no time.
Oh yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
And I love you. And I'm sorry we talked all about me. I love you. I hope everything's going well for you.
It is. But we are going to head on over to Army Wife Network and catch you guys up on what's been happening over there.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives, a network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
So one of our hot topics over at Army Wife Network this week was a Command Sergeant Major who has been charged with claiming false honors. The former Command Sergeant Major at Walter Reed Army Medical Center is now facing up to 16 years in prison on charges that he falsified his official record and wore a litany of decorations and qualification badges that he was not awarded. He allegedly wore the decorations and qualification badges at Walter Reed in Washington, Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Germany, Fort Bliss, Texas, and Heidelberg, Germany, according to the charge sheets. He faces charges under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, not the Stolen Valor Act, which is a federal law that was recently ruled unconstitutional. That act was intended to apply to veterans or people who were never in the military, said James Klimaski, who's a civilian attorney who practices military law. Now, we'll share that link with you over in our Twitter party if you'd like to read more about this interesting story. A lot of people talking about it.
I didn't even know that. It was ruled, the Stolen Valor Act was ruled unconstitutional. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Crazy.
Well, hot on AWN this week is a blog from experienced blogger Mindy. Deployments are hard on military children, and one of the biggest challenges they face is trying to stay connected to their parent during a deployment. So go ahead and check out Mindy's blog for some ideas to help you keep your children connected to your soldier during deployment. You can find this and so much more at armywifenetwork.com.
And then over on our Facebook page, we all got a great laugh. This was definitely one of our funnier graphics. We came up with this gem for one of our graphics that we like to post each day on our Facebook page. The graphic said, "I'm normally all about live, laugh, love, but today's feeling more like raise, aim, fire." I'm sure many of our listeners have felt this way at one time or another. I'm probably going to have
never.
A lot of those days in the upcoming
I've never felt that way.
As I deal with the Army trying to PCS, I'm sure we're going to have many of those days.
I hear you.
But we will share that graphic for you in our Twitter party chat as well, so you too can get a good giggle out of it, enjoy it, share it with your friends, because I know we've all been there.
And last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit one per show, and we ask for them 10 days in advance to info@armywifenetwork.com. Operation In Touch, the Dub Real Beauty Self-Esteem Project. The second annual Real Beauty Women of the Military event features stories around the table authors. AWN's co-founders, Tara Cooks and Sarah Henderson are contributors. This year's event will be spectacular with the authors, their books, a celebrity LPGA guest, goodie bags, t-shirt, a gourmet lunch, the dessert is to die for, and the book signing afterwards. You will not want to miss this. This free-to-attend event is Wednesday, May 13th from 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. at the Kings Mill Resort, Williams, Virginia. Visit operationintouch.com/events/women-of-the-military to register, and you'll find that link on Twitter. That's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's New 6th Gen, bringing you the need-to-know stories. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family's smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve and their families to comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer competitively priced monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status, with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at www.tricare.mil/TDP for more details so your family's smiles are protected and you can start saving money today. Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is the News 6 Gen, bringing you all your need-to-know news. A man was arrested Friday after trying to arm what he thought was a 1,000-pound bomb near Fort Riley, Kansas. A 20-year-old man was arrested Friday for planning a suicide attack at Fort Riley, federal prosecutors said. He was arrested while trying to arm what he thought was a 1,000-pound bomb near the Kansas military base as part of a plot to support ISIS. The man, John T. Booker, Jr., made his first federal court appearance late Friday in Topeka. Prosecutors allege he told an FBI informant that he wanted to kill Americans and engage in violent jihad on behalf of ISIS. Although Booker was arrested close to Fort Riley, the FBI says that there was no breach at the base. Booker was recruited to join the Army in February 2014, but came to the attention of federal investigators after posting messages on Facebook. His enlistment was terminated in March 2014 at the request of the Army Criminal Investigation Command. Booker is charged with attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction, attempting to damage property by means of an explosive, and attempting to provide material support to a terrorist group. If convicted, he could face life in prison. We face continued threat from individuals within our own borders who may be motivated by a variety of reasons, U.S. Attorney Grissom said. Anyone who tries to harm this nation and its people will be brought to justice. The DOD is pushing to consolidate the commissary and exchange into one entity in an effort to cut costs. Pentagon officials have called military resale officials to Washington next week to discuss consolidation of the commissary and exchange system. A source inside the DOD said he is encouraged by the DOD's willingness to get input from the exchanges. Defense officials are starting from the position of let's make consolidation work, and if not, show us data about why not, the source said, adding that a series of meetings is scheduled. Congress will have the final say in such a major restructuring of the military resale system, since changes in law will be required, and it's unclear at this point whether lawmakers will support a consolidation plan. In January, the Military Compensation and Retirement Modernization Commission recommended consolidating the commissary and exchange organizations into a single defense resale activity, combining many of the back-end office and support functions, such as logistics and staffing. The new consolidated organization would be responsible for the operations of the exchanges and commissaries. Some or all commissary staff could be converted from taxpayer-funded federal employees to workers paid from non-appropriated funds, the commission stated in its report. Commissaries would be allowed to sell some convenience items like beer and wine under the proposal, but commissary prices on convenience items would increase. Food and other essential items would continue to be sold at cost. Students at the University of Virginia are working to chronicle the voices of World War II veterans. Students at the university have launched an oral history project to chronicle the stories of World War II veterans. The students are working with Parade Rest, a nonprofit organization in Charlottesville, Virginia. Parade Rest seeks to fortify ties between area communities and military members, veterans, and their families. Greg Sadoff, a member of Parade Rest's board of directors, conceived the project with the dual purposes of preserving the voices of World War II veterans and closing the gap between the so-called Greatest Generation and millennials. The accounts of those who served in the war are important, and we're losing more of them as the years go by, said Sadoff, an associate professor of research in the University School of Medicine and a former member of the Army Reserve. Once they're gone, we crave what they could have told us. This project is a way to make sure we save their stories for this young generation and future generations. Sadoff and the project's student organizers have embarked on a Kickstarter campaign to fund their efforts. The campaign would pay for audiovisual equipment and archiving of material. Copies of the recordings would also be submitted to the Library of Congress for its Veterans History Project. That's all the news for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Jen, signing out.
See that latte you have in your cup holder right now? Yeah, you see it. It's got a pretty label and a cardboard koozie thingamajig. Well, do you know that if you simply waited to drink office coffee instead, you could save hundreds of dollars a year? Dollars that could send your kids to college. Just something to think about as that liquid gold spills onto your interior at your next abrupt stop. This has been a message from Military Saves, where saving money is easy once you know where it's been going. To learn more, go to www.militarysaves.org.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Janet McIntosh.
And I'm your co-host, Emily Grace. Tonight we have with us Adam Carter, a seasoned courtroom attorney having won cases at trial and on appeal. He specializes in the representation of employees and whistleblowers, as he has for most of his 20-year career as a Washington, D.C.-based litigator. He has been praised by clients, counsel, and courts alike for his effective advocacy and his tremendous problem-solving abilities. He has handled matters in virtually every local court and arbitral, God, I hope I said that right, forum for violations of federal and or state laws.
We are so very pleased to have Mr. Carter back on our show to talk about FMLA and related leave benefits for military spouses. Welcome to our show, Adam. Are you there?
I'm right here. Good evening. How are you guys?
Good.
Excellent. We're so glad to have you.
I had to say, I when I heard the first part of your show, I had to mention a segue. I had a 7-year-old son who I was trying to challenge a little more on the Easter egg hunt, and I found these camo eggs, which was just... just awesome.
Yeah.
To make the kid work a little harder.
Oh yeah, that was
our husband kids, should write a book on it, like seriously.
I mean, our kids probably walked over the hot pink ones, but yeah, the camo ones were so out of their league, it was ridiculous. We had to help them along. Yeah.
Well, we're here to talk about the Family Medical Leave Act.
Yes, and why don't we start off, Adam, for those who may not have heard you on our show before, maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight.
Well, I'm a lawyer in Washington, D.C. I do trial work, which means I, you know, stand up in front of a jury just like on TV and represent clients, and always on behalf of the employee, never on behalf of the employer. And the Family Medical Leave Act is one of the statutes that we use to vindicate our clients' rights.
Okay. Well, let's start. Adam, we've talked before. When Jen and I interviewed you before. But for those who didn't hear the show, let's start with the Family and Medical Leave Act. What does the law do?
Well, thank you. Yes, it's a terrific law that was passed in 1993. It was one of Bill Clinton's first laws to be passed, and it protects all eligible employees. This isn't just service members and their families, but all eligible employees. And what it does is it gives you, the employee, up to 12 weeks per year of unpaid leave for certain types of medical and family issues. And it applies to employees working at companies that have at least 50 employees in a particular geographic area, which is defined as a 75-mile radius.
So the FMLA covers most employees regardless of their military connection.
That's right.
Does that make things different if you are military? Are there any differences if you are affiliated with the military?
Well, we'll get into that. There are, and there are some recent changes. But effectively, the idea is that if your family member or you or, you know, a parent, a child, a spouse needs to be out on medical leave, a serious illness, a birth or adoption of a child, caring for a seriously ill family member, you get job protection. Now, remember, we're all talking about unpaid leave here, and there are other rules that apply in terms of, you know, you're allowed to exhaust your paid leave as well, but you're basically allowed to keep your same job that you had before you went out on leave.
Okay, so I'm going to screw up how to pronounce this word, so bear with me. But qualifying exigency leave,
yeah.
Can we start off talking about that and each type of military-related leave? What are the
sure.
rules?
Sure. So FMLA covers most employees regardless of their military connection, but for military families, what's important is that in 2008, President Bush and then more recently President Obama have signed some important expansions of Family Medical Leave Act, and one of them is what you just referred to as qualifying exigency leave. And so think about a loved one in the military being deployed, and you've got, you know, you're an Army wife, let us say, if we're, you know, talking about your listeners. And they, you know, you've got a lot of stuff to do before your loved ones having to go be deployed. This would be parent, child, spouse, and so you can take up to 12 weeks of leave from your job. There's no illness involved, so it's just like Family Medical Leave Act, except that in this case, illness isn't involved. It's the fact that there's an exigency. Somebody's being deployed. If you want to go through what that involves, I can do that. But it's basically the same. It's 12 weeks. It applies to employers that employ at least 50 people in your area, and you have to work at least you have to have been there for a year. I forgot to mention that before. You have to have been there a year, and you have to work roughly 25 hours a week. You can't just be a sometime part-time person. You have to be more than 25 hours a week.
So basically the same rules apply for either one.
That's right. And so you get, and it has to apply to a family member. I've mentioned spouse, parent, child, biological, adoptive, step, a child that you have raised, but you never formally adopted them. That counts. The person has to be covered active duty, which means that they're in the regular armed forces, deployed to a foreign country, or a family member in a reserve unit, including National Guard. It means going to a foreign country or to foreign waters. And you have an exigency, which means a pressing need for you to take the time off. And that might mean you need to go to the lawyer's office to sign your will. You need to go and have a counseling for your kids. You need to just have R&R with your loved one before they leave. Make childcare arrangements. Lots of things that families in the military need to do to prepare for a deployment. And this gives them that time and that job protection.
So now, for our listeners who this is probably brand new information for, probably didn't know about this type of leave, how would they go about arranging for this leave? How would one start that process?
Well, I think the first place to start would be to look at the employer's handbook. Many large employers have employee handbooks, and they talk about various leave. You're right, this is new, and this may not be in there. This is the kind of thing to go and sit down and talk with your supervisor about. Go and sit down and talk with somebody in HR about this. A lot of things are handled informally. You say, look, I need these 2 days off to go to, we have to attend a certain ceremony, or we have to take care of our kids, get some counseling before my husband goes away. And this kind of thing can be handled informally. Your employer is allowed to, just like with family medical leave, ask you to bring in paperwork about, what the medical condition is. And here they can ask you for some information, but they're allowed to ask you for some proof, but there's a limits on what they're entitled to ask you for. They can ask you for the military member's orders, a statement about the facts about your need for the leave, the dates that you're requesting, that kind of thing.
If your employer is not happy about your decision to take leave, military families have protection against workplace retaliation, which I think a lot of military families don't know about. How exactly does that work?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because that really is where the rubber meets the road. If you've given your employer notice, you've done all the things I recommend to my clients, always document. Email is great for that. But most employers have a system in place for FMLA leave, and they should have the same system should obtain here for military families. They need to understand that your family is sacrificing. They should want to make things easier, and they're the ones that are the beneficiaries. But you've put your finger on something, which is that a lot of bosses are just not happy about the fact that you're not going to be showing up at the time and place that they want you to be there, and they resent you for it. So if they try to block your leave request, then what you need to do is you need to document that. It's illegal to retaliate against an employee for making such a request. So make your request in writing, and if somebody says, I just can't rely on you. You're gone too often, or you're an Army wife, and I just can't rely on you. Those kinds of things are that's the FMLA or this law's equivalent of saying, I'm going to fire you because you're a woman. That's gender discrimination. It's straight up direct evidence.
Right.
We don't usually see that. I'm getting rid of you because you're Catholic, or because you're Irish, or because you're you know, because you're a man or because you're a woman or because you're white or black or whatever other color.
Now, Adam, let's say, since we, you know, we're talking about retaliation, let's say, you know, for example, you do face retaliation. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the process they would go through to fight that, you know, since you're telling them, obviously, you know, it's against the law for them to do that. What process would they go through to fight back on something like that?
Right. So it depends. But the basic thing is you've requested the leave. That's what we call, that's what the lawyers all call protected activity. Then something bad is happening. You're losing your job. You don't get the promotion. You don't get put back in the job. They tell you, oh no, we're not going to let you take the 7 days that you want. You're only going to take 2 days. That's interfering with your right to take it. And so the main thing here is document, document, document. Write it down, and write it down. Put down the exact language that your supervisor used. What is the reason that's being given? If he's saying negative, if he or she is saying negative things about your leave taking, but they don't link it to any specific action, that's still important to document. The same is true for interference. Let's say they don't want you to take the leave when you want to take it. You know, again, the key is document it, and then talk with your manager, talk with your HR department, and then ultimately, if none of that's working, you can call the Department of Labor. They have a hotline. You can call, try to find a lawyer in your area who specializes in employment law. You can always call my firm, and we can refer you to lawyer in your state. Or, but this is all federal law, so you should be able to find a lawyer locally who would be interested in a case like this.
And what happens if you win?
Well, if you win, the main thing is getting your job back. It's the main thing is reinstatement. You can win damages if you're out of work for some period of time. You can win money damages. You can get your attorney's fees paid for. But the main thing, of course, is reinstatement. And if after being sued, the court believes that, you know, once an employee sues an employer, you know, are you really going to want to have that employee back? Is it going to be practical
right.
to have that employer and employee back in the same workspace together? Maybe not. So the court then would have the ability to fashion a remedy, which is called front pay. And that would be pay for the rest of your work life. You know, if you're 35 and you won't ever catch up to another job, of course you have to prove all these things. But that could be quite a big payday.
Wow, that's super interesting. Especially since that's probably one of the number one questions is if you go through that process, you know, like you were saying, that would be kind of awkward to have that
yeah.
employer and that employee in the same, you know, company still. But it's good to know some of the options if we were to ever find ourselves in that situation.
And I don't want to sugarcoat it. I don't want to sugarcoat it and think that, you know, suing your employer is an easy thing. It isn't.
No. And like you were saying, you have to prove all of this in a court of law, and you know, you have to plead your case. Absolutely. And I don't want any of our listeners either to think that it's probably, you know, some easygoing process. It'll take work and you know, the right tools to be able to make that happen. But it's nice for us to know some of our options if any of our families do find themselves in that type of a situation.
Yep.
Adam, we do have to take a really quick break. I do want to tell our listeners, don't forget our AWN core team is over in our Twitter party. So there's some great discussion over there. If you have questions for Adam, please go over there, twitter.com/ArmyWife Network. Make sure you use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. When we come back, we're going to dive in a little bit deeper into the exigency. I'm sure I'm not saying that right either. Leave Ash with Adam more. So make sure you stay with us. We'll be right back with some more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Today, nearly half our nation's fighting forces are members of the Guard and Reserve.
We got them. Let's roll.
When they are called to active duty, they leave behind a family, a community, and a job. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, a Department of Defense agency, honors and protects the bond between service members and their civilian employers. Whether serving our country or supporting those who do, we all serve. To learn more about ESGR, call 1-800-336-4590 or visit esgr.mil.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abdullah, and on behalf of the Army Surgeon General, this is your Army Medicine, Be As Healthy As You Can Be, Health Minute. We celebrate all of our military children this month, and studies show kids eat more fruits, vegetables, and grains when families eat meals together. Also at meals, drink water instead of sugary drinks. Decrease the salt in processed foods. By practicing these simple choices, children are at less risk for high blood pressure, heart disease, and obesity later in life. They will also snack on healthier food and tend not to drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes or marijuana. Mealtime should be calm and friendly. Talk to your children and catch up on what's happening at school and in their lives. Teens may not be thrilled at the table, but mealtime is a perfect opportunity to connect and share advice. They do like this. Other tips? Sleep is a game changer for moods and school performance. Create bedtime routines and rituals so they get the right amount of sleep. Stay active as a family and find ways to take walks or get to the park together. For more information on sleep, activity, and nutrition, visit www.armymedicine.mil. Army Medicine is serving to heal and honored to serve.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
And welcome back to the show. We are talking with Adam Carter, a seasoned courtroom attorney, and we're talking about the FMLA and related leave benefits that are available for military spouses. Before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about a new type of leave, the qualifying exigency. Gosh, I hate that word. Couldn't come up with a better name for it, could they? Leave.
Yeah.
And Adam has been giving us the rundown on that and how it is similar to the Family and Medical Leave Act. But it's also, this one was designed specifically for military families who have someone who is about to be deployed. So we want to talk a little bit more. Adam, is there anything that you want to add about this leave for our listeners?
Happy to, yeah. So, again, think about it in terms of having 12 weeks of medical coverage for your family and then also for exigency. Think of exigency as emergent situations for military families, pressing needs. You don't have to take – you can take them in day, you know, 1 or 2 days here or there. Think of it in terms of you want to go and attend arrival ceremonies. That's a you know very happy event in you know our military families. Reintegration events, those kinds of things. God forbid if there was a death, you would have a need to take leave to deal with all of that. So this leave is designed to help families in the same way that the Family Medical Leave Act, recognizes that it's not just the person who's sick that needs caring for, in effect, but that
right.
We as family members are caring for our seriously ill, our newborns. We need job protection for the work that we do as caregivers, and the same thing is true for our military families and those military family members who work need to have job protection.
The second type of leave we want to talk about is the military caregiver leave. Adam, can you tell us about that?
Yes, I can. So that's even more leave than we've been talking about. We've been talking about 12 weeks of unpaid leave, which, by the way, goes together. You, let's say you use six of it to care for your grandma, your sick mother, and then you use, you know, five of it to for an exigent circumstances. You only have one left. Well, let's say you have a military member in your family who same people, spouse, parent, child, who are injured. Well, you get 26 weeks in a single year, so that's half of a year in a one-year period. Much more leave, again, unpaid, but you have job protection for the covered service member, and that would be a guard or reserve or active duty who is in medical treatment, recuperation, therapy, outpatient, on the temporary disability retired list. Discharge veterans are also covered. They have to be discharged honorably and not dishonorably. But, you know, there's a definition of what's a serious injury or illness. But, you know, there's a lot of complicating things that go on when military members come home injured and their family members have to be their caregivers. This gives them 26 weeks of unpaid job protection.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge for our military caregivers, considering so many of our families are finding themselves in that situation. Are the procedures and the protections the same as the exigency leave?
Very similar, let's just say that. Very, very similar. It's the same. There are three rules. It's you know, we're talking about parent, child, spouse, same definitions as before. It also includes next of kin, so it could be their nearest blood relative if they don't have any of their other. They have to be in medical treatment. It has to be a serious injury or illness. They, you know, they can't come home with the flu. They have to come
right.
home with something that makes them unfit to perform their duties. It can't be. It can be a pre-existing injury or illness, but that has to have been aggravated while out on active duty. There's some qualifications to this, and that's why you should get legal advice. But the main thing to understand about this is you get it once per injury or illness. So if for example there's, you know, one injury, there's one then you can take it for that, and then. And then that's the end of it. With respect to the procedures, they're very much the same. You want to document it. You want your employer can ask for documentation, and in this type of leave, more documentation is usually needed because you're talking about the definition of the serious injury or illness.
And what exactly are the requirements for your job that you must get when you return?
Well, usually you're entitled to have the same or similar job. This goes to all of the things we've been talking about tonight: Family Medical Leave Act, the exigency leave, the caregiver leave. You want equal pay, benefits that are identical. Same general duties. If you were the, you know, assistant manager at Walmart, you should be the assistant manager at Walmart. And if you, after, you know, some period of time, if it could have been shown that, you know, you would have gotten the job to become the manager, then you should, you know, get the manager job. Same duties, same level of authority, same schedule. You can't, you know, your whole world is around your kids, and you want to work while your kids are in school, and your shift is basically at the time that they're at school. Well, then, you know, they can't just have you bring you back, but say, oh no, we're going to make you work the night shift or something. They can't do that.
Right. Well, Adam, we are almost out of time. Are there any final gotchas or things that you would like for our listeners to know?
Well, just again, a reminder, this is all unpaid leave. If you have accumulated paid leave, you're allowed to use that. They can require you to use that during your FMLA period or these other things, and so you want to plan these requests carefully. They're required to continue your health coverage. And before requesting any leave, read your handbook very, very carefully. Get legal advice if you need to, and don't use up all your FMLA leave. If you don't return to work, then you don't get these protections. You've got to be able to return to work.
Sorry, Jen.
No, you're fine. I was just going to say, I think that's great advice, and that especially about, you know, seeking out legal assistance and just making sure that you've educated yourself and you know what your rights and options are.
Absolutely. It's a very, very important. And of course, educate yourself. Go on the Internet. There's a lot of resources. We've got blogs on our website and a lot of resources out there on these laws and protections.
And where can our listeners go to find out more?
Well, you can always go to our website, www.employmentlawgroup.com. You can the Department of Labor has a very good website and hotline on all of these laws.
Well, Adam, I can't thank you enough for being with us tonight. We really appreciate all your expertise and insight into this.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very happy to address your audience and enjoy your show.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
And we want to thank you, our listeners, for being with us tonight. Next week is April 20th, 2015, and on our show we will be featuring Dr. Bart Billings, who will be talking about how to help your kids manage stress. So make sure you tune in because you don't want to miss it.
In the meantime, join us on ArmyWifeNetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
That's Interactive Empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.